marble stones, which were very rough. That's what made the horse-drawn wagons and things so noticeable, because you hear them bumping over them, you know. And I don't know when they changed Broad Street. I don't remember. I might not have been in Richmond at the time. Might have been away someplace, but I don't remember when they. I assume they did when the streetcars went out. They must have started to working on them, you see.
Mm-hmm. They also had other vendors come through, too, with carts.
Oh, yeah, they had push carts that bring around and sell all sorts of things, and raw vegetables, wood, coal, all kinds of things like that, that they don't have today as much.
They have knife sharpeners?
Yeah, that I don't remember. I remember the ones we had in the country.
Uh-huh.
Big old grinding stones. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get your arms around, they were so big. And they'd whittle on down until the one more big than that.
Yeah. What are they called, little ones? Do you remember?
They're still grinding stones, yeah. Or whet stones. The hands, ones you hold in your hand were whet stones. My father used to sharpen his pocket knife on them. And they, but they were finer stones than they hold.
And the great big ones, yeah.
Because I used to have to turn those little big ones, grind axes.
Uh-huh.
That was another chore I hated. So I devised, you know, you had to keep water on them. You can't grind with them if you don't keep them moist.
Uh-huh.
It'll burn the steel on your axes. So I got tired of pouring water. So I, this is improvising again. I got me a tin can, and I put a nail hole in the bottom. And I run a string down through it with a knot on the end. So I put the water in, and it would drip all the time.
Yeah.
And they called me lazy, but I did it anyway.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Well, what about, we started to talk about cars, like that. What about clothes? Clothes must have changed an awful lot since...
Well, clothes is like history. It's just a circle.
Uh-huh.
Just like... was it last year they were wearing a little narrow, thin dress? I mean, skirts and then slit things on levels when I graduated. They had those. I think clothes, I don't really. Of course, I know way, way back before my time they'd had real drastic, but they haven't ever been able to bring those back in again because people won't wear them. They were hot and uncomfortable and everything of the kind. And but as for the general styles, I think that they are very similar to what were with. I don't remember too much change in clothes.
Yeah. Let me see. Parks. Oh, I want to ask you about pets. Have you ever had? You ever kept any pets? You mentioned dogs.
Oh, we had cats and dogs, but they weren't pets.
Uh huh.
They just were there.
Uh-huh.
Well, we did too. We had one. My father brought us a dog once, which was a pet. But they weren't treated like pets today, because he wouldn't let us keep it in the house. And I remember we'd wait until he'd go to bed, and we'd sneak him in so he could spend the night inside. But anyway, he wasn't allowed. None of the animals were allowed to stay in overnight in the house. They could come in sometime, but very seldom they did. Yeah, but most of the people in the country had dogs, hunting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't pets. Exactly, as such. You didn't sit and play with them and love them and all. And their cats, I think girls played with cats some, but we didn't have any pets as such.
You ever had a dog that would bite very much?
No, we never had dogs that we had to keep closed up. We had dogs that were very fractious, because I used to like tease animals. I don't know why I did that, but anyway, we had this one dog named Music. And he was cranky old thing. And the more cranky they were, the more I liked to tease them. So I...